Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by discouragement? God wants us to be very positive people. Otherwise, we would not be able to do His work. But yet, how many times do you hear people say that they tune out the news entirely? It's just too discouraging. And so they don't want to think about it. Well, the Bible actually commands us to do the exact opposite. Luke 21, verse 36 says, "Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." That's right. God commands us to watch and pray about world events. We have to be closely, diligently watching the news. And you can subscribe to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine for free at thetrumpet.com. You can get all kinds of news brief emails straight to your inbox. And of course, that trumpet.com website is constantly being updated with all kinds of news items. There's the Trumpet Daily, there's Trumpet World, and the Key of David program there as well at thetrumpet.com. You have world news from the perspective of Bible prophecy, which essentially is God telling us what is important in the news. God is telling us what to focus on. What parts of the world should we really be paying the most attention to? As these world events escalate to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, if we don't have God's perspective, if we don't know what the Bible says is coming in the news, in world events, then yes, it's very scary. Yes, it's very discouraging. This is what Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Flurry writes in Lesson 3 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. This is the message from the editor in Lesson 3 of the Correspondence course. He says, "This world is full of bad news, and it's going to get worse. Our challenge is to remain positive. If we have God's perspective, we see everything differently. God doesn't want us to be discouraged, or we wouldn't be motivated to do His work." Right? There's two main reactions when we receive bad news in life. We can run away and hide and try to escape reality, or we can confront that reality and fight our way through it and face our responsibilities. In this end time, just before the return of Christ, God's leader, His human leader, Mr. Gerald Flurry, and the church that supports him, the Philadelphia Church of God, has a very important commission. Revelation 10 and verse 11 says, "You must prophesy again about," it should read, "many peoples and nations and tongues and kings." Ezekiel 33 shows that when all of these prophetic end time world events happen exactly the way that the Bible tells, exactly the way that Mr. Flurry and the PCG have warned about, then the world will finally realize that a prophet has been among them. This message is widely available. Anyone who is searching for the truth of the Bible and really genuinely wants to know what is happening in the world can find the Philadelphia Church of God. They can find the message that we are putting out there as we prophesy again, as we blow the trumpet to sound the alarm of war. World War III before the return of Christ. This message is out there if people have the ears to listen and an open mind to understand. But so often, and the vast majority of the time, people will wait until it is too late. That's what Ezekiel 33 says. There's going to be so many people who read, who hear, who watch the warning coming from Mr. Fleury and the PCG, and they might like the sound of it all, but they don't do anything about it until it is too late, until the world events play out as foretold, as prophesied in the Bible, exactly the way that they were warned these events would happen. But this is our job. God has called his people in this end time who are supporting his work to deliver a warning message. We have to explain the biblical sequence of events leading up to Christ's return. We absolutely cannot run away from this job. We cannot crawl back under the covers and try to sleep away the discouragement. No, we have to watch and pray our way out of it. We are soon going to see Jerusalem surrounded and betrayed by supposed allies. We are soon going to see America and Britain conquered by the Holy Roman Empire. We are soon going to see the Far East and Europe clash in the most terrifying war of all time. And all of this has to take place, just as the Bible said, before Christ can return. And those are just a few examples of what the Bible says is about to happen. Mr. Fleury writes here in this lesson 3 message from the editor, "We're about to see the nations of Israel trodden down like the mire of the streets. God's lukewarm people, sadly, will be right there in the middle of that. Because they were so hard, God says, you're going to be trodden down because I want to get your attention and save you. I want you to be in my family." You see, that's a remnant of God's people, really the vast majority of God's people in this end time, who have run away from their responsibility to deliver the warning message. And they're going to be punished. God would have protected them from the coming great tribulation if they would have just delivered the warning message and supported God's work like they were called to do. If they would have just watched and prayed. Now there's still time for these people, these lukewarm, sleeping watchmen, to wake up and come back and blow the trumpet again. But that time is quickly running out. And so obviously this is a very sobering message. It's a very sobering commission to have to prophesy again, to have to deliver a message that, quite frankly, is very unpopular with most people. Most people don't want to be shaken from their fantasy land, their dreamscape, and told to repent, told to watch the very discouraging news. And yet we are responsible for telling people this message. Notice here, this is a very interesting passage of the Bible. It's in Luke 21, the same chapter that tells us to watch and pray. But starting here in Luke 21, verse 25, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh." That's Luke 21, verses 25 through 28. Mr. Fleury comments, "This passage is so critical. If we're not careful, when these difficulties break out in the world, we will be prone to get depressed. We have a propensity to hang our heads and get caught up in the calamity, which is getting worse all the time. God knows our human nature, so he is warning us not to do that. Don't let this get you down, he tells us. Lift up your head because your redemption draws near. Jesus Christ is about to return. Don't lose your hope or your positive attitude. You're getting awfully close to the end. That's the battle we have. We must not look only at the bad news." We've actually produced a beautiful song based on this passage in Luke 21. It's from our 2004 Philadelphia Singers album titled Bring in the Harvest, and the song itself is called Seize the Hour. We'll play that now. that was Seize the Hour from the 2004 Philadelphia Singers album, Bring in the Harvest. We have to redeem the time. We have to make the most of every moment to do God's work, to deliver the warning message, to blast on the trumpet. Very soon, we'll be able to lift up our heads and see Jesus Christ returning, descending to the earth in all brilliant, fiery power and glory to rule the earth. Very different from the way that he came to earth the first time, born as a human baby, living as a regular human being. Certainly not trying to take over the governments of the world at his first coming. His second coming, he'll have a rod of iron. He will have a sword, and he will conquer the rebellious nations that are causing untold suffering all over the world today. In Venezuela, in Cuba, in Russia, in China, in Iran. All of the terrorist Muslims, these people will be dealt with, and they will be humbled, and they will be forced to submit to the perfect, loving rule of Jesus Christ under God the Father. Christ is going to return to solve all world problems, but in the meantime, we must do God's work. We must deliver the warning message. We must watch and pray about world events. We must lift up our heads. Now, there's other passages in the Bible similar to Luke 21 that have similar language about elevating our vision, looking beyond the earthly realm. Isaiah 40 and verse 26 says, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things, that brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one fails." Right? God has created everything. Our vision ought to transcend the earth and look out into the universe as well. God promises to plant the heavens, to inhabit the universe. And that is part of the incredible human potential as well. We do not need to be discouraged. We do not need to be fearful. God is offering us all the hope we need and so much more. In this message from the editor from Lesson 3 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, which you can also enroll in for free. It's a 36-lesson course. Over 100,000 people have signed up for it. And yet, a relatively small number have completed the course and received the actual certificate at the end, which is really, it's almost like receiving a treasure chest. I mean, that is a grand achievement to be able to write out all these verses from 36 lessons, and you'll really enjoy going through it. I'm actually going back through it myself right now, and I really look forward to answering Bible questions straight from the Bible by writing out the verses. You can do the same thing and build your fund of biblical knowledge. Build your vision, build your hope by taking this correspondence course. But here in Lesson 3, Mr. Gerald Fleury writes, "Look at the little nation of Israel. It has been coping with a consistent terror threat for years. The Jews have lived in fear. They've had loved ones die. This has robbed them of hope. The majority of them are convinced their children's lives will be worse off than their own, and they are in an open despair. They don't see hope in their country. What if you live there? Would you go around in open despair, downcast and crestfallen because of what's happening to your land? It would certainly be difficult not to. But God says, no, no, don't do that. Lift up your heads. And as the Bible also says, lift up your eyes. Don't just picture the return of Christ, but go beyond that 1,000 years to when we'll actually go out into the universe as well. We'll fix the earth, and then we'll fix the universe. This is good news. This is something to rejoice at. And why not watch and pray when we know the ultimate result is so positive, so hope-filled? Yes, people are being swayed by the millions to think that the Jews, who are constantly under attack, are somehow the bad guys. What's right is wrong in this world. What's wrong is right. People are worshiping their own opinions, regardless of the facts. Injustice is everywhere. Nuclear war awaits. And yet, we know exactly what's going to happen because the Bible tells us. And we don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be negative at all. Mr. Fleury says, lift up your head, because if we don't lift up our heads, we're not going to fulfill the commission God has given us to do. We'll be too discouraged. We must be a positive people if we are going to understand what's happening on this earth and still have God's urgency to finish his work. Once we set things right on earth under the loving rule of Christ, we will then go out into the universe. We must lift up our eyes and be inspired by the universe and the God who created it all for us. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.